PuffloRadio.com.
Yeah.
PuffloRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
J. Kale, right?
Yeah, man, what's going on? It's J. Kale.
All right, J. Kale, what's good? I'm glad I got a chance to jump on the Pro Flow show with me, man. I met you through Malia, and she speaks very highly of you, and she's got nothing but positive things to say about you, man.
That's what's up, man. I feel honored. You know, Malia's definitely a great being, and she's a blessing to me, man. She's been there for a while in my corner and, you know, helped steer me in the right direction, so...
That's great.
Have her in my life like that, so.
Definitely, man. Now, you are an R&B artist, am I correct?
Sorry, say that again?
You're an R&B artist?
Yeah, I'm R&B all day.
And where are you from?
Originally, man, I'm from Mississippi, man. A little small dot down in Mississippi, too, West Point. West Point, Mississippi, so... born and raised.
It would sound, you say it's small, but the way your music sound, it don't sound that small, you know? Got some things going on, man. Real impressed, actually. What's the website?
My website is www.jkalesworld, that's J-K-E-L-L-S, world.com.
Right, so it's the S on there.
Yes. I mean, my name itself is just J. Kale, but I mean,
J. Kale's world. Okay, that makes sense. That's grammatically correct. I feel you. That's what's up, though. How long you been doing music?
I've been singing about it, man, since I was a youngster, man, probably about 6-7 years old, and you know, grew up singing in church and in the groups, you know, singing groups in church and song service, and I started writing my own music probably around age 13, 14, after my grandma passed. I guess around 16, 17 years old is when I really kind of, you know, got real, real serious with it and wanted to take it to the next level. So I would say I've been doing it like 10 years plus now, you know?
Okay. So you said you're a singer and a songwriter.
Yeah, I try to do a little bit of both. Probably write songs, I like to write a lot of poems, so I mean, poems and songs are kind of like the same deal, you know. And
yeah, it's the same thing. I feel you. It's all good. I wanted to ask you a couple things. You know, do you have a current album that people can go look at online to find out what you sound like and where you're at? Maybe a YouTube page or a Facebook. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can give it out, but I forgot. If they go to jkalesworld.com, they can get all that. I'm sure I forgot about that. So
yeah, definitely. You can go to jkalesworld, and there is links on there to you know, direct you in either way you want to go. But speaking of an album, yeah, we did release an album in July of this year, 2012, titled Simply Addictive. And you can definitely go check that out, you know, download it. It's on all the digital stores you can find online. So please go support that, you know.
All right. Now, you're choosing songs for the albums that you're creating. How do you choose, you know? Is there like a certain, when you hear something that you like, maybe a beat that you like, and you're like, I got to work with that? Or how do you put your album together?
You know, it's a collective effort, man. A lot of times as artists, man, we have our favorites, but our favorites a lot of times don't even be the ones that everybody really, you know what I mean, hone in on. So for me, I kind of get like a little circle of people that, you know, I trust, and it's going to give me an honest opinion on things, and I kind of just go through 20, 30 tracks, and hey, man, which one y'all think going to go on? I'm thinking this. What do y'all think about this? And, I mean, that's kind of how I kind of slim it down And also, it's kind of
like... pretty smart, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like whichever direction I want to take this album is going to play a play a role as well. But I can't go off of what I think, because a lot of times I think the tracks are hot, and people ain't even feeling those, you know?
Right. That's how my whole career is, man. I feel you 100%. That's just how it go, though. But I'm glad you gave me that advice, because, that's one of the biggest problems I have with songwriting and creating, you know, albums and stuff. It's like, so much work to do. How do you choose? How do you pick, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So, like, considering we talk about advice, man, you know, I know, you know, with being an R&B singer, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of R&B singers everywhere, but you run into more rappers, in my opinion, than R&B singers. Now, What kind of obstacles have you ever had to overcome with your career?
I mean, even though there's a lot more rappers, it's still a gang of just independent artists, period. So it's always an obstacle. That's just one obstacle right there, is just the business itself. Trying to get somebody to give you a chance to get in the door. That's just one obstacle. And, I mean, the second obstacle is just... People sometimes are scared to, you know, try something different, or, you know, go against what's really happening at the moment, you know.
Right.
I tend to think my music is not quite like what's out right now. It's kind of like more on the old school R&B. So, that's not the hottest thing going right now. But I'm gonna bring it back. That's my plan. You know, I'm gonna bring it back.
Do you think that, like, old school kind of phased out, you know? I mean, do you think that?
I really do. I really do think the old school is phased out, because you don't really hear too many songs no more about, you know,
about love. Right.
Love and, you know, heartbreak and, even R&B artists these days are, you know, singing about, jumping in the club and, you know,
Trey song, you know, I mean, I don't want to say no names,
Trey go hard, you know, Trey go hard, but I mean, it's just that. That's direction music winning nowadays. It's like, it's losing its substance if you would use that, you know what I'm saying?
It's the truth, man. I wouldn't try to lead no questions. They already know how I feel about the whole game. To me, it's very obvious, just like you said, you know, I ain't, like, in my area, It's like a couple R&B singers that you know that live here, maybe one, two, in the whole state of Ohio that they're like making a name for themselves. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I know they're out there, but ain't nobody really stepping out here making some noise and getting noticed. It's like, it's kind of crazy to me. But anyhow, let's see. Do you collab with different artists?
I have, but a lot of those haven't made my album.
Okay. Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. Once again, it's my little group, my little circle that say, hey, nah, I don't think that's going to, you know what I mean? That's hot on a mixtape, but not the album, you know what I mean? So, and then again, it was my first album. So, what I was running into, because I have did a lot of collabs, but what I was running into is people was telling me, all right, you don't want to have your first album with a whole bunch of collabs, then they're gonna be like, okay, is this dude a group?
Yeah.
I'm with yours. So
you said
that was
one of the reasons.
So that was one of the reasons. My second album, I do plan on having a few mainstream collabs on there. I want to spoil it for everybody yet, but it's supposed to be a couple of mainstreams on there, and hopefully everything goes through with that, you know.
No doubt, man. So, man, you've been through ups and downs with this game. You know, you say you've been in it for 10 years. What keeps you going?
Man, what keeps me going is my fans. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, man. And it's been plenty of times, plenty of days where I just want to say, you know something, man, forget this. I'm done. You know, I can't do this no more. You know what I mean? It's been plenty of those days, but... my fans always send me a message, or, you know, I always get some kind of comment that keeps me going, you know, that brings me back to why I'm doing this, you know what I'm saying? And that's what keeps me going. Plus, I made a promise to my grandma on her dying bed that I would never stop. So,
man,
those two things.
Yeah, well, You got to do it. You done told the world now, bro. We got to see you at the top. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, yeah. Man, grandma ain't going to like that.
I promised her that, and it's always in the back of my mind. But it is hard sometimes. You know, it's a lot, man. It's a lot doing just one track. Just bringing one track, it goes through so much, man. And,
I think it's awesome, man. You know, one of the things you said was that what keeps you going is fans. And, you know, as independent artists, you don't really hear them talking about their fans as much, you know. So, like, no matter whether what kind of fans you got, what they look like, where they're from, how many, it's like you respect them and you still got love for them. So what would you say to your fans right now?
I would say, look, I can't say I appreciate it, and I'm so honored that, you know what I'm saying, you believe in my music and me enough to just follow me. If I can give back any way, I can give anything to give back to you guys, I would, you know. So the best I can do is try to continue to bring you music that, you know what I'm saying, you can connect with. So that's what I'm going to do.
That's awesome. That's what's up, bro. Get a website again, if you don't mind.
The website, www.jkalesworld.com. Please, you know what I'm saying, come visit my world, make it your world, join the JKL team, and bring your friend along, you know, and just loop around, you know, visit some sites, and, you know, reach out to me. I'm one of those guys, reach out to me, I reach back, you know, and I definitely always love to talk to my fans, if I can, so.
No doubt. Now, you said, what was the album that's you working out right now, Carl?
The album out right now is titled Simply Addictive.
Simply Addictive.
Yeah, Simply Addictive, you know.
I like that title.
So hopefully the album keeps you coming back. So that's basically what it's based on.
No doubt, man. You, I wanted to ask, I wanted you to give some general advice just to anybody in the industry that's coming up in the game that was 10 years ago where you were at. If you could talk to them and let them know, what would you tell them?
Oh, man, if I could talk to myself 10 years ago, I'd say, look, if you're going to do this, you made your mind up if you want to do this, just make sure you bring your toolbox, you know. I'm going to tell you what you need to put in your toolbox. In your toolbox, you got to have some patience, all right? You got to have...
I'm sorry, say that one time. If you cut out, say it one time.
You got to have some patience in your toolbox. All right. Things ain't gonna come through when you want them. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be hard to get somebody to even bite when you throw the line out in the ocean. You know,
so that's some good bait, huh?
Yeah, you gotta have some patience in this game. All right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta have some thick skin. You gotta put that in your toolbox too. You gotta have thick skin because it's gonna be some doors closed on you. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have people tell you just straight up no. You're going to have people not feeling you, you know what I mean? Telling you're wasting your time. You're going to have all of that. So make sure you put that in your toolbox as well, you know what I mean? Make sure you keep you a little roadmap, something like that, you know what I mean? Because you're going to have to do some detours. It's going to be some detours, you know what I mean? You may see your way of getting through this point, but in this game, I can tell you right now, you're going to have to bend, go down side streets, or whatever you got to do, you know what I mean, just to get where you're trying to go. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Those are the few things you want to keep with you, you know what I mean? Keep your honesty, keep your humbleness, you know what I mean? And it'll take you a long ways.
That's awesome, man. You know, that toolbox idea, it's a nice little thing. And I like that idea. That's real slick. You know, I appreciate you. We got about 15 minutes here. I want you to get some shout-outs, bro.
Oh, no doubt, man. Please, I shout out, first of all, to God, you know, without him, yeah. I couldn't do none of this. I mean, he gave me the title. Right. I'm just trying to use it the best of my ability. I mean, I hope.
I understand that.
Yeah, and, I mean, shout out to my fans. Man, I can't say that enough, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
It's been a hard road, you know what I mean? But I enjoy it. Looking back on it, I enjoyed every freaking... You know what I'm saying? Tears that I didn't cry just because of you.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah. So, I hear that.
Shout out to my fans. Shout out to Malia, you know, my manager.
Oh, yeah. Malia McKinney, Conscious Entertainment.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
She's amazing. Yeah, shout out Conscious Entertainment. If you haven't heard about Conscious Entertainment, man, what that whole movement right there is about is trying to bring positive lyrics back into the music these days, because, man, our youth, our next generation are listening. So if you notice it or not, you know what I'm saying, we playing a part in their future. So let's give them a chance by giving them positive things to hear on the radio. You know what I'm talking about? That's what that conscious music. So shout out to Conscious Music. Melissa out of North Carolina, that's my sister manager. Shout out to her. Shout out to my wife.
Yep.
I done put her through a lot. I know that. This game ain't easy.
Not on a wife. No, man. Especially when you got a wife. You got a wife, you know, man.
That's hard. Man, so it's been hard, man. she just stuck in there, man. And hey, shout out to her. Shout out to my bruh. And shout out to Cut Up Bad Entertainment, you know what I mean? Did a lot of business with them back in the day. And I just shout out to all real musicians out there that's using their craft, you know what I'm saying, to do their part to better this world. I'm shout out to y'all as well, you know what I mean? And shout out to you, Max, man, for having me on the station, bruh. I mean, real talk.
Man, I appreciate it, man. All I need you to do, man, is just do a drop for us so that we can play your drop along with some of the things that you said. I'll be able to play your drop, which basically says, yo, it's J. Kale repping whatever you rep. Check my album out. But you can guarantee be heard on ProFlowRadio.com with your boy, Mad Max. You know how they do, man. Just hook me up real quick.
I got you on the drop. There's nothing, man. Anything you need from me, Max, let me know. I got you, man.
You can do it right now, man. You can do it right now on the phone. I can take it right off of this thing.
All right, well, hey, this is J. Kale. You tuned in to Max on Pro Flow Radio. You can catch J. Kale all day, any day. Stay tuned. Holla.
Appreciate that, man. That's what's up, bro.
One more shout out for, you know what I'm saying, Music and Film, you know, Music and Film, and Out the Box Records.
Oh, yeah.
For, you know what I mean, give me a distribution deal. You know what I'm saying? They believe in the product enough, you know what I mean, to help me push it out to the world and help me live my dreams. So, I mean, definitely shout out to them as well. So, I mean, it's a lot of people, man, that's wrapped up in where I am today, man. I won't even try to play like I didn't do this by myself, because it has not been by myself. Man, I had a lot of people that helped me along the way.
That's amazing, man. I mean, all you can do is accept it, you know, like you say, and be appreciative, you know. So, you've already covered, you know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm going to do, man. I'm going to try to keep this
all good, bro.
Yeah.
No doubt, man. I appreciate it, though, bro. This ain't nothing but the usual. So what I'm going to do is get you some. I'm going to go download it now, so I'll have it on the computer saved. I'll probably have it online by weekend, and I'll definitely keep you posted on the publishing when it gets online. And, you know, I'll let people know it's out there. I think I'm following you on Facebook, so I'll probably go to your Facebook page and post it up too and all that. And I'll probably put it on YouTube too, so. And of course, you know, it'll be in the radio shows and it'll be on our website and all that stuff. So it's all good, bro.
Yeah, I didn't let them know I got that YouTube video jumping off as well, man. Please go view that, you know.
Tell them a little bit about the video.
My video is off my current album, once again, Simply Addictive. The title of the single for this video is called Emotions. This song is a typical, you know how we do, man. You know, dudes always messing up, you know what I mean? And
oh, yeah, totally.
You know how your emotions get back into it and you wish you could have did this and
right,
you know, whatnot. So it's one of those tracks, man. I shot it in Tokyo, Japan. So please go check that out, man. J. Kale Emotions. I mean, you can find
I'm gonna check that out. Yeah.
Yeah, go check
Tokyo,
that out.
Huh? Japan? What the hell?
I did a tour over there, man. I did a little small tour over there, a little promotion.
That's all right, though.
I had a lot of fun over there, so.
That's beautiful, man. I'd love to go do a tour in Tokyo, Japan. I might not come back home, but I'm single, so I definitely ain't got no reason. I ain't got no kids or nothing.
Oh, yeah, you
can. Yeah, I'm straight. Yeah, that's crazy, though. But that's awesome, man. We're going
to
get you out there.
I had to get back to my fans, man.
Yeah, man, that's great, though. That's great, because they appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Often where talent and character like yourself gets a chance to introduce itself to an audience of that nature. So, you know, that opportunity is beautiful, and
happy for you, for real.
I appreciate it, man. Be on the lookout. My next video, it's in the works right now for my current single.
Okay.
How deep is your love?
Ooh.
How deep is your love? Hey, matter of fact, that's one of those tracks I was telling you about. You know, you know how you just don't. I swear to you, to this day, I mean, I hope my fans forgive me, but that's I don't even like the song. When I did the song, I really did. You know, it wasn't my favorite. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I mean, that's my favorite. That's my number one right now, man. It's number one on the Mixer.com website. We can get on my ring song. It's number one on that website for R&B.
Yeah.
A couple of charts right now, so it's doing very well. How deep is your love? And that song came from some of those hardships from me and my wife, just me being in this business. So that's where that That's where that theme of that song came from. Basically asking, you know, her, hey, how deep is your love, really? You know what I mean? Can you make it through all this drama? So
it's understandable. It's definitely respectable too, bro.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.